Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 11, Text 56, with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya speaking to Maharaj Prataparudra, explaining to him how he can get the full merciful darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna rasa pancha dhyaya korite patan ekale jai mahaprabhura darve charan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the Gundicha garden, you should also go there and read the five chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Krishna's dancing with the gopis. In this way, you can catch hold of the Lord's lotus feet. Baya jnana nahi, say kale Krishna nama shuni, alingana karivena tamaya vaishnava jani. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in the mood of ecstatic love without external consciousness. At that time, as you recite those chapters from Srimad Bhagavatam, he will embrace you, knowing you to be a pure Vaishnava. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. A Vaishnava is always ready to help another Vaishnava progress towards realization of the Absolute Truth. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could understand the king's position as a pure Vaishnava. The king always was thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Bhattacharya wanted to help him approach the Lord. A Vaishnava is always compassionate, especially when he sees a prospective devotee very determined, dhridavrata. Consequently, the Bhattacharya was ready to help the king. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, "The Lord has already changed his mind due to Ramananda Roy's description of your pure love for him." At first, the Lord did not want to see the king, but due to the Bhattacharya's and Ramananda Roy's earnest endeavors, the Lord's mind was changed. The Lord already declared that Krishna would be merciful to the king due to the king's service to the devotees. This is the process by which one can advance in Krishna consciousness. First, there must be the devotee's mercy. Then Krishna's mercy will descend. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasado nagatiya katopi. Our first duty, therefore, is to satisfy the spiritual master, who can arrange for the Lord's mercy. A common man must first begin to serve the spiritual master or the devotee. Then, through the mercy of the devotee, the Lord will be satisfied. Unless one receives the dust of a devotee's lotus feet upon one's head, there is no possibility of advancement. This is also confirmed by a statement of Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam 7532. Mahisham parajo bhishekam niskinchananam navanityavad. Unless one approaches a pure devotee, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Prataparudra worshipped both Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Thus, he touched the lotus feet of pure devotees and was able to thereby approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Continuing, Maharaj Prataparudra took the Bhattacharya's advice and firmly decided to follow his instructions. Thus, he felt transcendental happiness. When the king asked the Bhattacharya when the bathing ceremony, the Snanayatra of Lord Jagannath, would take place, the Bhattacharya replied that there were only 3 days left before the ceremony.
Rajere Prabhudhya Bhattagela Nidjalaya Snanayatra Dine Prabhuda Ananda Ridaya.
After thus encouraging the king, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya returned home. On the day of Lord Jagannath's bathing ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Ananda Hridaya, very happy at heart.
Snana yatra deki prabodha hoila bhara sukha. Isvareda anasvare poila bhara dukha.
After seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see Lord Jagannath. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. After the bathing ceremony of Sri Jagannath, which takes place just a fortnight before the Rath Yatra ceremony, the body of Lord Jagannath is repainted, and this takes just about a fortnight to complete. This period is called Anavasara. There are many who visit the temple to see Lord Jagannath regularly every day, and for them his retirement after the bathing ceremony is unbearable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Lord Jagannath's absence from the temple very much. Gopi bhave varahe prabhu vyakula hai alanate gela prabhu sabare chadhiya. Due to separation from Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same great anxiety the gopis feel in separation from Krishna. In this condition, he gave up all association and went to Alalanath. The devotees who had followed the Lord came into his presence and requested him to return to Puri. They submitted that the devotees from Bengal were coming to Purushottam Kshetra. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought Lord Chaitanya back to Jagannath Puri. He then went to King Pratibhudra and informed him of the Lord's arrival. Hena kale oela tata gopinathacharya rajake asirvada kode kahe shuna bhattacharya. At this time, Gopinathacharya came there while Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was with King Pratapurudra. Being a brahmana, he offered his benediction to the king and addressed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as follows. About 200 devotees are coming from Bengal. All of them are greatly advanced and specifically devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of them have already arrived on the bank of Lake Narendra and are waiting there. I desire residential quarters and prasadam arrangements for them. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Narendra is a small lake still existing in Jagannath Puri, where the Chandan Yatra festival takes place. Up to the present date, all the Bengali devotees who visit the Jagannath temple first take their bath in this lake. There they wash their hands and feet before entering the temple. The king replied, I shall give orders to the attendant in the temple. He will arrange for everyone's residential quarters and prasadam as you desire. Mahaprabhu gana yatta oila ghoda hoite bhattacharya eke eke dekhaya amate. Sarvabhaumacharya, please show me one after another all of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees who are coming from Bengal. Bhatta kahe atalikaya kori arohana gopinata chine sabare karabe darshana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested the king, go up on the roof of the palace. Gopinathacharya knows every one of the devotees. He will identify them for you. Actually, I do not know any of them, although I have a desire to know them. Since Gopinathacharya knows them all, he will give you their names. After Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said this, he went up to the top of the palace with the king and Gopinathacharya. At this time, all the Vaishnava devotees from Bengal drew closer to the palace. Swarup Damodar and Govinda, taking the flower garlands and prasadam of Lord Jagannath, proceeded to where all the Vaishnavas were standing. Pratamete Mahaprabhu Pataila Duhara Raja Kahe E Durikon Sinaha Amare. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first sent these two persons in advance. The king inquired, "Who are these two? Please let me know their identities." Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "Here is Sarup Damodar, who is practically the second expansion of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second person is Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. The Lord has sent garlands and remnants of Lord Jagannath's food with these two persons simply to honor the devotees from Bengal." At the beginning, Sarup Damodar came forward and garlanded Advaita Acharya. Govinda next came and offered a second garland to Advaita Acharya. When Govinda offered his obeisances by falling down flat before Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya asked Sarup Damodar about his identity, for he did not know Govinda at that time. Damodar kahe, ihara Govinda nama, Ishwara purera sevaka ati gunavan. Sarup Damodar informed him, "Govinda was the servant of Ishwara Puri. He is very highly qualified." Ishwara Puri ordered Govinda to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus the Lord keeps him by his side. The king inquired, "To whom did Sarup Damodar and Govinda offer the two garlands? His bodily effulgence is so great that he must be a very great devotee. Please let me know who he is." Gopinath Acharya replied, "His name is Advaita Acharya. He is honored even by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is therefore the topmost devotee." And here are Srivas Pandit, Vakeshwar Pandit, Vidyanidhi Acharya, Gadardha Pandit, here Acharya Ratna Purandara Pandit, Gangadas Pandit, and Shankara Pandit. Here Murari Gupta, Pandit Narayan, and Haridas Thakur, the deliverer of the whole world. Here is Hari Bhatta, and here is Nrisinghananda. And here are Vasudev Datta and Shivananda Sen. Here also are Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. They are three brothers, and their Sankirtan, congregational chanting, pleases the Lord very much. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Govinda Ghosh belonged to the Kayastha dynasty of the Uttara Radhya section, and he was known as Ghosh Thakur. Even to the present day, there is a place named Agradeep near Katwa, where a fair takes place, and it is named after Ghosh Thakur. As far as Vasudev Ghosh is concerned, he composed many nice songs about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and these are all authorized Vaishnava songs, like the songs of Narottama Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Lodshan Das Thakur, Govinda Das Thakur, and other great Vaishnavas. And we shall continue hearing of the description of Gopinath Acharya, of the devotees who came from Bengal, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas from Bengal, describing them to both Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Maharaj Pratapuruja. We shall continue hearing of this very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.